Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think rainbows have been a part of childhood for as long as I've been along, probably as long as you've been around as well. Now, people have an issue with them, especially when they're hung in elementary schools or actually any school, particularly if that school is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. If you've listened to John Williams, if you've been reading the news, if you've been following anything, you've probably heard that there is an elementary school in Waukesha, and they had prepared a rendition of Rainbow Land for their spring concert. And then school officials said, oh, no, 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 that can't happen because the song encourages LGBTQ acceptance and references rainbows. But if you listen to that song, and we'll play you a piece of it, it doesn't reference LGBTQ anything. And it seems appropriate for first graders. Melissa Temple is the teacher of that class. And Melissa, it was your tweet that first brought attention to this issue. Thank you for joining us on WGN. We just played that Kermit song because following you on Twitter, I hear people saying that that song is not allowed as well. Is that an issue?
Hi, thanks for having me. We were told the day after we changed the song to Rainbow Connection that we weren't allowed to use it, but then that was quickly reversed by the superintendent.
It's interesting to me because they're identifying the rainbow in the Dolly Parton Miley Cyrus song as leaning into LGBTQ acceptance, which I would hope people at this point would be accepting of all people and including all. When you chose that song from Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, was that your intent or was it just a great song for first graders to sing in a message that applies to everyone?
Yeah, no, I mean, the song is just a great song. And it's also really upbeat and it's really got a positive message. We did not have any secret hidden agenda there.
I want everybody to hear a piece of that song. Brian, hit Rainbow Land for us.
Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned.
Class been practicing the song and then found out they weren't allowed to do it at the spring recital. Is that how it all went down?
Correct.
And what was their reaction? Were you the person that had to tell them?
I was, and they were really sad. I mean, they loved the song and they were already asking me if they could practice it more and if they could hear it. And they were really bummed out when they couldn't. They had already, a couple of them went home and told their parents about it and asked their parents to look it up and play it for them, and yeah.
Melissa Temple is a first grade teacher at Higher. Is it Higher Elementary? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, it is.
Higher Elementary School in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I understand there was a diversity committee or some kind of group that 4 years ago, they said, that's it, no more of this. Can you tell me more about that?
Can you repeat the question? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I thought there was some kind of diversity commission, group, inclusionary.
Oh, right. Yeah, we had a diversity team, and it was made up of the equity person in our district, as well as a bunch of administrators. The superintendent sat in on it. There were teachers from almost every school in the district, and we were talking about how to combat bias, how to help educators recognize the bias that we all have and in a way that would help make their teaching more inclusive, how to just become better human beings in general, which is something that we can all always use. And we had some great diverse professional development speakers and keynote speakers for our staff training days. And all of that was stopped just last year. And we also stopped having any professional development on social emotional learning and equity. Some of us like to joke that equity became a bad word that we weren't supposed to say.
That's terrible. Do you feel like they might threaten your job over this?
Oh, I think they're preparing to threaten my job if they haven't already made a plan to do so, yeah.
And are you backed by a teachers union?
Oh, of course. Of course. And I also have my own attorney, and I have the support of so many parents there. I'm just like getting message after message from people on Twitter, on Facebook. I have a lot of parents who have my personal phone number from years past who are messaging me to send me support and love. And so I feel confident that I'll be supported very, very strongly. But I do worry a little bit about, you know, just making sure that my family is got health insurance and, you know, the mortgage is paid.
Melissa, going into this, did it not occur to you that this was a LGBTQ song?
I still don't think it is, actually. I think it's just a song about peace. And, you know, it's kind of a typical message that we hear in many songs that kids sing. Of course, I recognize that the word rainbow isn't allowed because that has become something taboo within our district. We're not allowed to have signs in our classrooms with rainbows on them. We're not allowed to have rainbow key lanyards that we wear around our necks. We're not allowed to have multicolored lanyards or masks anymore. We're not allowed to have stickers that say safe space on our computers or in our classrooms. So it was a natural progression of things, like for them to say we couldn't use Rainbowland. And yes, I was aware of that. But I also didn't think there was anything controversial with a song. And I've been also told by different administrators that rainbows are just fine. There's nothing wrong with having rainbows in elementary schools, that they're not a political symbol. And so I was shocked that we weren't allowed to sing the song.
Have you ever been prevented?
I shouldn't have been.
Have you ever been prevented from teaching a song or, you know, any type of instruction
never.
Or lesson before? Yeah. And so
never.
How hard is
And also the music teacher told me that he's never been asked to submit a list of songs, and he only asked about Rainbowland because of the controversy with rainbows that we've had in the district in the past few months.
So the Kermit song would be banned. Somewhere Over the Rainbow under that guideline would be banned.
I wouldn't say that they would be banned. I would say that they would be questioned. So we've created this climate, or the school board and the policies have created this climate where people are constantly second guessing themselves and wondering is something that they're going to sing or something they're going to show in the classroom or do going to be considered controversial, and then will they be disciplined because of that?
And you did say Rainbow Connection.
So then they're always asking.
I'm sorry. You did say Rainbow Connection was initially rejected and then accepted by the superintendent, correct?
Correct, yes.
Has it ever been this hard to teach before, Melissa?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've been a teacher for 20 years, and yes, it has been this hard, unfortunately. But I haven't never felt like I'm personally in danger until now.
And are people threatening you?
There's people on Twitter, but I think that the community in Waukesha is very divided. And so instead of using this as a way to create a positive change in our district, there are some people that are out to, tap into the fear that people have. But unfortunately, the community has been in the national news so many times in the past few years. People are concerned about being in the spotlight again, because every time that happens, there is negative attention as well as positive.
Absolutely. Well, be strong. I support you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate your support of teachers and teachers unions.